Kia ora, it's Marlon Williams here, and today we're going to have a little chat about my new album, Te Whare Te Weka Weka.
Pahanaki, kokouri, ko teki teki, piki ake, kake ake, hautapu, hau.
Your relationship with Te Ao Māori has been something that we've seen you incorporate into your live sets for quite a while now, so I wanted to start by asking how long these ideas from the new album have been on your mind and what drove you to finally push forward and create a record entirely in Te Reo.
I think the inception sort of began in 2019, although it had been sort of murmuring underneath for a while before then, but well, I first put pen to paper in 2019 and sort of had this melody going around in my head. It's just like a lilty Pacific feeling melody and rhythm. Even at that point, I sort of had the inkling that maybe this was going to be the moment where I'd go into writing in Māori. And yeah, then the words sort of followed along and sort of reinforced the musical feeling of that track. And so I sort of came up with a hodgepodge pigeon Māori structure and took it to Komi, my collaborator, and we began there, and then it sort of gave up both of us the energy and the excitement to sort of push forward.
Aroha Panaki Kokouri. Teki teki, piki ake, kake ake, hautapu, hauora, mana hau, titi haua, whawhapu, humariri, makohanoa, ai marika.
I'm not sure what I thought it was going to be, and I wasn't even sure if it would end up being a whole record, but I think I just so enjoyed that dynamic with Komi that it felt healthy. You know, yeah, I wasn't sure where we'd end up with it. I had a few sort of key points that I wanted to hold true to throughout the process. I wanted it to make sense within my own musical world, you know, already making a leap with the reel, and that certainly it brings with it a whole sort of way of seeing. But I, you know, wanted it to be a Marlon Williams record still, hence using my band, the Arabenders, and it doesn't feel too incongruous with the rest of my output in some way.
Ko tēnā wā e hara I te ua ko.
Do you think that once you were in the flow of writing and creating in the second language, it opened up new through points, you know, from your head and what came out in the songs? Like, did your approach to writing music change as your understanding of the language grew?
For me, it's always been sound first, you know. It's phonetic before its meaning, and then meaning comes rushing in afterwards. It's always been that way in English. When I'm sort of mumbling shapes when a song first appears in my head, and you can hear a lot about it. It's sort of just it's not like looking at a building block in clear view. It's like putting on a pair of glasses that's a little foggy, you know, where you can sort of like you can get a lot of data about it, but it just needs a lot of sort of scrubbing to clarify. Yeah. There's so much there in the structure of Te Reo that, you know, informs how you push ideas around. The language is the window to the worldview or the soul or what have you. And I think that's really true. You know, the Inuits have 200 words for snow, and it's because there's a lot of snow around. So it's a real code into whakaaro Māori, into the way of thinking that way, I think.
Ko tēnā hua. Kaore, kaore.
our writing dynamic became more locked in. But, you know, I'm still not a fluent Beale speaker, and so I was, in some sense, always on the hook. There was always that part of it that was there to navigate. I wanted to find my stride, but also not get too comfortable in some sense too.
Yeah, could you talk me through more about the team you had around you, your relationship with Komi and anyone else who contributed to the record?
Komi Tamati Elif goes under the rap name Komi. And yeah, they've been a friend for a while now. Uri no Atiawa, also Kaitahu, is one of my cousins down there. And they also lecture in Te Reo at Canterbury and Lincoln. Yeah, I just in awe of their work and their playfulness and their straddling of, you know, Te Ao Pākehā and Te Ao Māori. So yeah, and they're going to come and join me on tour, which will be wonderful too. So it'll be nice to have the full picture of the creation of that. Also, the Yarra Benders, my band, who I've known for a long time, Ben the bass player since we were literal children. And you know, that was a big part of a big thing for them to do was to come on board and you know, be part of a Te Reo Māori kaupapa as Pākehā. But you know, that speaks to what we were talking about before, about trying to allow space in the Marlon Williams world to meet Te Ao Māori. Big tautoko call to them. Mark Perkins, who goes under the moniker Merc, who co-produced the record with me and engineered it and co-engineered it with Ryan Fisherman. There's just been incredibly talented and very very gracious and attentive collaborators in every aspect. Recorded it down in Orkudu, which is in the sort of a village near Haast at the bottom. It was basically the most isolated place we could find in the country. Well, in the Te Waipounamu at least. And yeah, we just like took over the community hall for a couple of weeks. Really grateful to sort of be led into that world by Henry from Soaked Oats, who has a family house down there. Who they very kindly let it out to us while we made the record, and Soaked Oats also did a lot of recording in that building. So, and I'd heard what Tom Healy had done with them, so I was just excited to be in that space and just to be far away from distraction, you know. Mawehe Ano is it's an interesting one. It sort of came about early in the writing with Komi, and I don't know, it felt like a personally necessary sort of confessional, in terms of the lyrics, confessional, sort of an apologia, like an apology in the old sense, you know, an explanation of my being or something. There's a lot in there. It's a very sort of dense and relentless tune, and it's about being split between different worlds. Yeah, and it's the title of the upcoming documentary is also in there, Ngā Aue Rua, between two worlds. But it's sort of about spreading yourself thin and trying, you know, there's a line there that translates to trying to be a help to everyone, you know, but not being able to help anybody at all. So yeah, it's about that, loosely speaking. It's been sort of the trickiest one to wrangle in a lot of ways. I tried to record it as a sort of relentless, multi-harmonied, don't even know what genre you call it, but that was the problem. It just didn't sit quite anywhere. But it's still got this relentless sort of, this melody that I actually borrowed from Sardinian folk music. There's a sort of cascading descent melody that runs through their traditional shepherd singing that I was just obsessed with when I was making this record. Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing that musical form sort of leached its way into a Te Reo Māori record on the other side of the world. But yeah, we ended up just recording it in one take with me just sitting in the Aukuru Community Hall on a seat, and we just did it a few times until there was, you know, a minimum of trucks driving past, and chose one of those for the takes. So yeah, it was a sort of a whaka eke, a sort of opening statement into the world.
E maue he ana au ki ngā oe rua e noho nei, e tiro ana ki aoke, ki aoke, whakawhānui te ateango. E kore rongorongo i au i te reo tohu, i te tāone nei, i te au tūroa i tēnei rā, ia rā, ia rā, whakawhāroro nei. Hei mahi whaihua ki te tini nei, e kore tutu ki nea e au. Me aha hoki mō te kotahi, e taru ana i tāku. He manoa he hei! Kua manoa popore, tutu ana te puehu. Te rātou e ki mai nei, koia, koia, koia rā. Te tau te waituhi nei, tāku hi hāpupu. Kani a whea atu e, kua wei hotia he nawe.
Yeah, as I said, it was the first sort of composition of the record. It had been sort of lurking around in the background as a melody for a while. And then, this concept of he waka ike noa, we're all in the same boat, which is, you know, is definitely true, and I believe in it. But it's also a scary thing, especially when you feel so alone so much of the time, not always in a pejorative way, just, you know, I'm stuck inside my own face. So it's just sort of reconciling those two really very felt realities, just sort of making sense of them. And in terms of the arrangement and the structure of the song, it's obviously very influenced by sort of the Māori show bands, and, you know, the Howard Morrison Quartet, the Māori High Fives and the High Marks and the Quintickies.
Titiro mai, titiro mai, te ama. Ka tau ke atu nei, hau atu rā. Ka mate au ki te mō. Ka ore
the Waiata I really wanted to locate in my kāinga, in Littleton Harbour and Whakaropo. The first verse is talking about Quail Island, Otamahua, which is this crazy island that sits in the middle of Banks Peninsula that's had a long history. It's now a sort of a dock reserve, and you know, has been regenerated, and some wonderful things are happening there. But prior to that, it was a leper colony in colonial times. And then before that, Otamahua is the place where children collect eggs. So it was a place where children would go and just gather eggs, you know. Which, so the first verse talks about it's a love song. It's saying, you know, that place that we were going to go and meet and play. And then the second verse is talking about the tihi, the peak up above. And yeah, the whole song is about just locking into location. And then the chorus speaks to te pohoa tamatea, the chest of tamatea, which is this beautiful maunga, that the smoker that sits above Ngāti Whiki, above Rāpaki. And it's a little nod to the earthquake in that lyric. It's a strange thing and a seldom thing to see the chest of tamatea trembling, you know, to see him mourning. So yeah, that song is definitely a sort of a stamp, a geo stamp.
There's a sort of gang vocal outro at the end of the song as well. Who have you got on that?
That's He Waka Kōtuia. That's a group down in Oteputi. Yeah, they're actually whanaka of Komi. And yeah, there's that stirring sort of call out, the plea at the end of the song to Ngā Toroirangi, who's a tipuna who assisted Tamatea Pōkai Whenua, who was a traveller who travelled all around. His place name, he's named for a lot of places around both islands. Yeah, and it's a plea to imbue oneself with that same strength that Tamatea sought from Ngā Toroirangi.
Tera, motu tera. Te wahi kai ai tai ohi nā hua o te koreke. Tera mo tu tera, he ahuru mo te hunga maruru o nua. Tera mo tu tera, mā poti anake e iki ki kora. Te hākina kina ki reira. Me ua ua ke, ka rui ae te poho o tamatea. Me ua ua ke, ka kite ia tamatea perae. Tera, tihi tera, he tirohanga huri noa whakaaroaro. Tera, tihi tera, te waiwhai a whinake a tamatea. Tera, tihi tera, ko hatu whakareka reka e, e. Tera, tihi tera, ka awhinatia, pērātia hau. Me ua ua ke, ka rui ae te poho o tamatea. Me ua ua ke, ka kite ia tamatea perae. Yeah.
the character of that one as it started to come out was very much in the kapaka world. The performance was implicit in the writing of how it needed to be. But yeah, I love this. You know, kōrero Māori obviously means speak Māori, but it also means speak plain, like speak normally to me. And so that's the sort of double meaning there. And it's sort of a love song or a come on song from wahine to someone being like, look, I know you've done all this and that, but it's like you don't have to try and like put on any airs and graces with me, you know. Kōrero Māori, kia rere ki te wai, just go with the flow, just calm down. Which you know, I often find myself getting too verbose, and so it's a little just a reminder to me, just like just be chill.
Hoppe, ki raro. Hoppe, haia ha ha.
This one, along with another few songs off the record, were words, kupu, that Komi had prepared completely and separately, distinct from this project. Great thing about being friends with Komi and working with them is that they'll send you a whole, like, scree of lyrics at 3 a.m. and you can just, yeah, and then you wake up in the morning like, what has been delivered in the night? Eat their ball. Yeah, that was one of these songs that, you know, I think we're still shy a few tracks at the end of the, you know, the recording was approaching, and I just sort of revisited a bunch, and I just found something really, I could hear something of gospel in the kupu and the words. And I've been, I don't know, I'd also been listening to a lot of John Cale at the time. So there was a sort of junky gospel thing came through in that song. Like the story of it felt so, such a part of Komi in a way that, you know, I really... First, I was like, are you happy with where this is going in terms of the musicality? But also, I really want you to be, you know, a feature of this record and, you know, in the flesh or in the voice. So, yeah, I could just hear them sort of this as this other character in the song. It's almost a, you know, a tipuna saying, like, go on, like, but a snarky tipuna being like, go on, you're doing it, keep on going. Like, there's something... is really rings true for Komi's sense of humour in that tune, and it, yeah, ended up this other beast, which it's one of my favourite songs on the record now.
Huri te whenua, kata kata e rua, ka whaka tipu mai te hua, tipu mai ka rākaupua, here here ki roto. Here here ki waho, mā kāraho, katu te ure. Waku waku te tō te kāho.
Tēnā kā rā tō haka, mahi tonu pēnā rā. Whati whati tonu nā, tāpō kōwi te oru hō honu. Rukua kia tai atu ki te kokoru. Ekari ekari tonu, kaiponu kaiponu kōe. Kekene ka pē, ēnā karea roto ka whakapuare. Ki hai haere kuare, i haere re haere tuare. I haere re haere tuare, i haere re haere tuare.
Huri te whenua, kata kata e rua. Ka whakatipu mai te rua, tipu mai ka rapa pua. Here here ki roto, here here ki waho. Mātara hokatu te ure, waku waku te tō te kāho. Huri te whenua, kata kata e rua. Ka whaka tipu mai te hua, tipu mai ka rako pua. Here here ki roto.
Kauhurehe manue with Ella, just that attention to phrasing. Yeah, there's just no one like them, like Ella, for just finding the right way, you know, that a phrase wants to be sung. In terms of the writing of that song, she was so present. Her voice was so present in the first inklings of the melody, and you know, she'd very kindly put her hat in the ring a while earlier, saying, you know, if you need a singer for something, then. Well, I'm sure that will come up, and she very graciously came on board, and I just love making things with her, so I'm very happy with that.
Kore he manue, ka kapa i roto rā. Me he manu ko e hoki, rere atu ki wawa. Māua i e kiki, te tātaki o te rau. He taonga te ware ware, ka maumahara ke au. Hai hai a te marama, maringi toto miraka. Tirama rama atu, e kimi ake rā.
Ka hore te taumaha e pehanga. Rungara, o mā ake tonu ai, ka peke a ngā matata. E kore ki te anau, e te hoa hotoke. E pohewa tonu ai, i te makaro e.
Hai hai a te marama, maringi toto miraka. Tirama rama atu, e kimi ake rā. Ka hore i tai ahau, te tuku mihi koropai. He koingo,
he karanga,
kia ripeka haramai.
It's kind of a crazy song, Pokaiara Te Marama. The kupu were written by Julian Wilcox, actually. He's an amazing proponent of Toi Māori and Te Ao Māori and Te Reo Māori. And so, yeah, he put forward this song as these kupu, and said, if you ever need anything, you know, if you ever felt like using it. And I just loved the... I was just so impressed at the poetry of his writing, you know, and I got him to sort of whakamarama, to sort of, you know, give me a sort of vague account of the words. And yeah, this, I just love this idea of hide the moon so that new things can grow and be thought about in the dark, you know, for the next round, which sort of roughly ties into the album title, Te Whare Te Weka Weka too, about this place of potential, whether it's being talked about as the darkness or the cloud covering the moon or the mess or the chaos of a house in disarray of that is nothing but potential, yeah, for new order. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to put a country song on the record too, you know, sort of out and out country song. And it's just kind of ended up turning into this long, rambling, kind of almost semi-psychedelic, but also kapaka-filled honky-tonk song.
Love you.
Kia ora koutou, Marlon Williams here, and you're listening to Totally Wired with Hunter on 95BFM.